Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, another great episode, you know, every time you come back here, nothing but great episodes. Got sound effects. The production level of this show just keeps grabbing a new gear every episode, you know? Grabbing a new gear. Didn't know we had it. It's almost like I'm back on the snow cane. I'm back doing my thing. 3 a.m. Nobody wants to drive? Give daddy a line. I'll get us home. What do I got coming up for you? May 6th, title match. Me, Alicia Snyder, Yuck Yucks, Calgary, Alberta. Elbow River Casino. The clash of, it's the clap versus the clap, you know? Whore to whore. Two mediocre comedians go head to head. And I'm talking about the undercard. It's all right, I'm gunning for the title this weekend. It's been a long battle, uphill battle. I've been talking a lot of jazz on the internet now for many years. Talking a lot of jazz inside hockey rinks my whole life. MMA gyms. I never shit talked in fights. I don't know why. Didn't feel the need to. Just seemed cheap, you know? Unless there wasn't an actual hatred there, it just felt cheap. Where now, I get paid to go and be an asshole. Not that I wasn't before by doing this, you know, doing all the videos and whatnot. I'm doing it on a stage. I get to, you know, and there's the only repercussion is I could go home with a title. So, me and Alicia Snyder, current champion. Apparently, she's disrespecting the title. Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and roast her already because I'm not going to give her anything to work off of or even let her know what I'm writing about her. You know, I'm keeping my bullets in the chamber. I'm not going to go out there. You know, we'll take jabs online on the story. She went out to Ottawa on the weekend. We keep tabs. Oh, are you keeping tabs on me? I'd like to see what you're up to. I know it's not much. It's almost like, you know, when you like go and check in on how an ex is doing and you're like, well, glad I'm doing better. I needed a confidence boost. I've been feeling a little low lately. Nice to see that you're doing horrible. It's like that, you know, it's like, oh, going out to Ottawa to do a show. Is it a show? Come on. Is it a show? 12 people in there. Christ. You're middling, for Christ's sakes. I'm doing the same goddamn thing. Hottest middle in the country. I've made the claim right now. I know a lot of guys out there, maybe you're not really into stand-up comedy and can give a shit about it and don't understand the lingo or anything. A middle is who goes up before the headliner. And you know what? I hate to say it, but we're in the same boat. Been doing stand-up for, what, a year and a half? Minus pandemic time. You could probably knock it down to a year. I'm the same playing field. Get it together. What are you doing? Yes, May 6th, dangercatshop.com. Roast battle tickets available there. Following day, my boy Nick McQuick will be recording his album in Lethbridge, Alberta, where I will be hosting on the Saturday. Sam Walker is going to vacate the city Friday night, and he's going to go down and host for Nick that evening. So if you're in Lethbridge, a few Danger Cats are in your area, I will be there Saturday, May 22nd. The Danger Room returns. We're back at it, Daddy. We are back at it. Full-blown, no safe. It's a safe space for dangerous ideas because I'm getting tired of Canada. Oh man, I have so many frustrations in Canada right now. Because right now, if you're a Patreon exclusive episode listener, you would know what we're up to. a lot of bookings, where we're going, where what venues we're looking at, you know, where we are, where we're heading in the country. And I'm going to vent some frustrations that I have in my personal life and what I deal with. And I feel like it could possibly relate with many of you out there. The censorship of speech is becoming more and more in your face. It's just, you're stripping words away. You can't joke about that. You can't joke. Now it's gotten to the point where comedy, if you want to book comedy, and I know it's very loose when you say, like, well, what do you mean when you say booking comedy? Venue owners and theaters are predominantly owned by the arts, right? And we all know how those people feel. We see them, they're counter-protesting the Freedom Convoy or whatever they do in their spare time when nobody's coming to watch their improv show. Whatever it is, you know, they go and color signs and tell everybody like what they can and cannot say. And now it's now that I've taken the stride and trying to get across Canada and book shows in certain places and certain venues, there's now a list of rules that you have to deal with. I'm not going to put the venue's name up here because I'm not that type of person. I don't want to stoop to their level. Okay. I don't want to stoop to their level. But this is, so an anti-harassment, bullying, and non-discrimination policy. The policy prohibits discrimination, bullying, or harassment based on the following grounds and combination of these grounds. Age, that's what they lead with. I mean, it's not even in fucking alphabetical order. That's an age. So if there's an old bird that fell asleep in the front row, don't make fun of Glenda. She's too old to be here. She's a little tired. 7 p.m. on the early show. Had to have a nap in the front row. Can't make fun of that. Can't make fun of creed, a.k.a. religion. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. That made the list. Can't make fun of that. Sexual orientation. Sex. Gender identity. Followed by gender expression. Family status, marital status, mental, physical, developmental, language or learning ability, race, ancestry, place of origin, ethnic origin, citizenship, record of offenses. You can't even make fun of criminals at this venue. Criminal conviction for a provincial offense or an offense for which a pardon has been received. Can't make fun of that. Association or relationship with a person identified by one above these grounds. Any other similar grounds. No jokes. That's what you're allowed at some venues here as we're trying to book across Canada. This is what we're dealing with right now. You can't make fun of age. Hey, you old fuck. Canceled. You can't make fun of criminals. Some of you have done some stupid shit and got arrested for some very funny things. And if we can't make fun of that, how are we going to get past it? You know? And so the reason I say that this is like in relation and maybe you can relate to it is, hey, I know majority of you gentlemen that listen to this podcast are from a blue collar background. Your job entails you using your body. Possibly, very few of you use your mind. I know my audience. Let's cut it how it is. Okay. I've seen you out at the shows. Okay. Gents, Christ almighty. I wish I had, I'll pull it up later, but, actually while I'm yapping, I'll bring it up. Let's see if I can get onto Instagram it anyways. I believe I'm logged in. No, of course not. This guy cracks me up. There was a video of a gentleman out in the parking lot at the last venue that we did. And I tell you, let's, like, this will give you exactly for those listening or even watching. All right. So we'll bring this up over here. Why are we getting nothing? There we go.
So, I was fucked.
Buddy's smoking the tires off his quad in the parking lot.
Yeah, here. After having a few too many drinks. Stopping at the jackpot for Uncle Hack.
Don't drink and drive.
Lighting up the fucking quad and on the trailer. Look at all the fucking rubber. Look at a fucking hole in the trailer, bro. Two fucking separate light ups.
Woo!
One more time. So he's smoking the, just has her fucking pinner to winner, you know? Hit her tapped. That's like, that's what we say around here. Hit her goddamn tap. But when he cuts.
You too many drinks.
For Uncle Hack. Don't drink and drive.
Light up the fucking quad and on the trailer. Look at all the fucking rubber. Look at a fucking hole in the trailer, bro.
Right there. That's the majority of this audience that follows online, okay? A few too many drinks down at the jackpot grill, buddy, fuck, you know? Hey, and I like these people. I do. The reason I like these types of gentlemen, because they go out, they understand that the job needs to get done, they work their ass off, and they fucking earn it after. Coming down to the jackpot grill, gonna have a few too many drinks, smoke the tires off the quad. She's on the trailer strapped down, but it is what it is. That shit's funny to me. That's what I laugh at. Do you think that that guy wants to follow a policy that prohibits discrimination, bullying, or harassment based on the following grounds and any combination of these grounds? And then a list of a rap sheet this long, like fucking Jeffrey Epstein's rap sheet is shorter than this. You know what I mean? You think that that guy wants to go through every little thing that he can't say? Christ almighty. Guy has a difficult time remembering what brand of cigarettes he smokes. But that's why we love him. That's the guy that keeps the morale high on site. And you can make fun of him. He makes fun of you. Sometimes you cross the line and maybe something's bothering him a little bit. But you know how you solve it? Either A, you talk it out, or you have a fist fight. He doesn't take anything personal. In fact, you know a guy like that that you could just call a retard all day long. And he'll just be like, well, yeah, you know, I did do that back in fucking 2019. And he'll be like, yeah, I am a proud retard. Yeah, fuck yeah. I love being a retard. It's the best thing ever. I fucking love me some good old downs. And then I fucking downs me a 2.6 and fucking, you know, or have the quad up in the parking lot, smoke the goddamn tires off the Can-Am, show all the ladies that, hey, this dick is hard all day, every day. That guy right there is fun to hang out with. Not these fucking losers right here writing all this shit. Don't make fun of criminals. Well, fire the fuck me. Half of everybody, actually half, I'd say 69% of the audience listening to this has a criminal record of some sort. 15%, actually that's low. I'm shooting way too low. 42% are probably sitting with a DUI or a public intoxication. You know what? I'd probably fucking, I'm shooting way too low. 69 to about 89%, I'd say, have been convicted while intoxicated. That's what I'm going with. You know? That seems like an easy number. So now these guys, I can't make fun of. And then if their old lady shows up, I can't make fun of them because of the relationship with a person identified by one of those above. We can't get in the venue. We're going to jail. This is, imagine that. Imagine I get charged for bullying. Holy Christ. Canada's getting out of control. I don't know what the States is like when it comes to this type of shit. I'd imagine it's quite the same, but it's getting out of control up here. The counter-protesters, just like they gatekeep these little venues of theaters, and I get it. there's not too many dudes like me in stand-up comedy in Canada. So it makes it a little more difficult. But whatever. You know what? It's about time three assholes like myself, Sam Walker, and Brett Forte grab the reins for a little bit and let's shake the cages. Let's wake the animals up. That's why I like Danger Cats. That's why I like the audience that surrounds itself with this brand, identifies it themselves with the brand. It's because you can allow a joke, you know? We can make fun of your criminal offenses, your age, your sexual orientation, because I know you're gay deep down inside. Most of you are gay. And it's gay not to make fun of someone who isn't gay, but we call gay. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. But you can't do that. Family status. Hey, you divorced. Hey, Jerry got another divorce. Canceled. Imagine fucking going to the rig and not being able to make fun of guys with divorces. Imagine that. You're sitting on the rig. Oh, you can't make fun of divorces. The HR department's out there. Ah. Greg's on his third divorce. You can't make fun of that. It's a hat trick. Christ. They're leaving with nothing. Ladies are leaving his house with the shit that they just brought. They can't even take anything. He doesn't have anything. It's getting out of control for this guy. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Yeah. Use the code PODCAST69. You'll get 15% off your order today. All Danger Cats merch available on there. You want the Big Trudy tee? You like the Big Trudy? Do ya? Well, you can get it today at DangerCatShop.com. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Exclusive episodes of the Uncle Hack podcast and old library of all episodes available on there for you today. Roast Battles Volume 1 to 4 are on there, plus other exclusive video podcasts that we've done, like Last Call Confidential, where we were in an undisclosed location where you could smoke marijuana, sat down with four comedians after the show that we did, and we did like a half hour, 45 minute podcast, just ribbing one another, roasting. It always revolves around ribbing, shop talk, you know, ball busting, what we all like, what I was just talking about earlier in this episode, you know, the things that we want to hear that nobody else drives you nuts. Well, it's all available at patreon.com/dangercat69, and you can become a piss tank today. Or you want to be a producer of the podcast, the biggest tier, we'll get your name in the description down below and in the roll credits at the end of every video episode. It's a great way to support the show and continue what we're doing here. And anyways, back to the episode. But that's what we're dealing with here in Canada. That's out of control. I love being the bad guy, though. It's like playing in the away arena all over again. That was my favorite. I don't know why. I never understood why. I really enjoyed going in there and being the asshole. It was so much fun. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, I was the toughest guy on the team. No, I wasn't. In fact, there was much bigger guys and tougher guys on the teams that I played in that would fucking save my ass numerous times. I remember one time we were playing in this tournament. One of my favorite moves while playing hockey, this is playoff. Playoffs are in. We'll talk a little hockey. But the goalie came out to challenge the puck. And my move, I remember there was me and another guy. We'd always have a competition who could try and get away with hitting goalies the most. You know, it's almost like it's a cheap shot. It is. It's a cheap shot all day, every day. Not going to sit here and say it isn't. Okay. But we play to win. And there's nowhere in the rule book that says you can't hit a goalie. Actually, there is, but it's kind of like a social faux pas, okay? But if he's going to come out and challenge me, like on a puck race, I'd do this thing where I'd pretend like I caught an edge and I'd slide and try to take him out. That was always my move. Oh, I fumbled. Uh-oh. It's old Silly Willy. Then I'd try and like protect, make it look like I'm protecting myself to try and get on all fours to really make the impact worth it. And that following day, there was this giant defenseman that was just charging down the ice. He's going to beat the hell out of me. And I remember getting on my knees and like looking up and then like, oh, fuck, this guy had a punch loaded back to Wichita, Kansas. And he's going to put my head into fuck Antarctica. He was going to hit me so fucking hard. I knew my head was gone. I'm like, all right, well, this is going to suck. And I remember that thought just going, oh, God, this is not going to feel phenomenal. And a guy on our team who was similar size to him slid in and grabbed him. And I remember that relief, you know. It's like seeing a gang of thugs as you're about to board an LRT or get into the cab. You know, you see these gang of thugs walking and you're like, fuck, I'm getting robbed tonight. God damn it. And then all of a sudden your Uber just pulls in front of you and you're like, oh, woo. Dodged one tonight, gents. We dodged one tonight. But that's what this feels like doing comedy in Canada right now. God forbid you'll never, not that I care. I don't care. And that's usually what somebody that cares says when they're like, oh, what the fuck? But I have no piece of me wants to be on CBC comedy or CTV comedy because then I did something wrong, entirely wrong. And I'm playing by their rules. And I don't like playing by their rules because their rules come with 19 bullet points on what I can and cannot say, which drives me nuts. And I want no part of it. So somebody needs to put them back on their heels. There needs to be somebody, you know, like to stir up the fucking pot, you know, go into the away arena, shake it up, get canceled, come at me, you know, being the bad guy, almost like a Matthew Tkachuk on the Calgary Flames, you know, everybody fucking hates him. Unless he's on your team, you love him. Brad Marchand was the same way, just a weasel out there. But if he was on your team, you'd gladly wear his jersey. So that's what this shit is starting to represent. You know, I point to my podcast logo like a fucking maniac, but this shit is starting to represent the away arena. The gentleman in the away arena. You know, because I'd imagine that some people, like, you're wearing a Danger Cat shirt out in public and some fucking stuck-up cunt with a nose piercing or a septum piercing. Oh, you like that shit? Just has to give you her 2 cents. Like Brett was telling me while he was in Ottawa, which you can listen to on the Patreon exclusive, as I had a phone call with him about when he was in Ottawa doing a show, and some woman right after, you're from Alberta? You're from Alberta? Let me tell you what's wrong with Alberta. It's like, listen, cunt, we're in fucking Ottawa. There's homeless men shitting in their hands and smearing it on city buses. Maybe clean up your own backyard, you fucking pig. You pig. God. But that's what I mean. That's what we're dealing with. And you're dealing with it on the job site too, which is like crazy to me that it's gotten that far. What happened? You know? Here's my theory of like how this all got out of control is, you know, there was two companies were making too big of profits, and then you get the mergers and the acquisitions happening. So then the company gets bigger, and then, you know, to save from paying more in taxes, you make up some more bullshit jobs. Oh, my daughter needs a nice big fat salary. She just got out of college with a useless degree. So we're going to make up a job title in the HR department that she can be a part of. And we're going to implement new rules, new policies to make sure that everybody's safe and included. So it gets more paper and more paper. And finally, that paperwork gets caught up because you know how that shit works. Somebody makes up an idea, they got to have a meeting about a meeting and then another meeting. And then 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, you're finally like that implementing these things that they had meetings for 5 years ago. It finally gets pushed through And now you have discrimination policies on site with guys that don't really care about the whole discrimination and bullying. In fact, it makes the job easier when there's bullying and discrimination and harassment with one another on there. It makes it more enjoyable because then you go home. You're almost doing roast battle jokes during the day and you go home and write at night and you have some jokes preloaded. You're ready to yap with the fellas at coffee break, make fun of one another, you know. And the thing that these people in these offices don't understand is those gentlemen are there for one another. If one of them was really going through some shit, you know those guys would have his back 100%. You really want to see it? A band of brothers come together. Watch what happens when one of them gets cheated on and the divorce then goes in her favor. Those guys band together like a fucking army of ants. And they have a hatred for a woman that some of them haven't even met. They haven't even met this woman, but they have a hatred for her because you're watching your coworker go through some shit, you know? Just eats them alive because you've seen somebody else go through it. It tears a man into pieces. And you watch this band of brothers come together and talk shit. They'll make fun of him, make fun of the divorce, make fun. But you can't. You can't make fun of marital status now. Jesus Christ. But that's what I mean. Is that environment, you start taking, it's like taking a lion out of the jungle and putting him in the zoo. So that way fucking a bunch of dipshits, a bunch of mouth breeders. What am I, French today? Breeders. A bunch of mouth breathers can come waltz in there with their fucking other fat kids.
Look at that lion. We could never go see one out in the real jungle because we've got a fucking massive food bill.
You got these fucking lugs pulling a stroller full of snacks and another stroller for their fucking obese child. Can't make fun of the obese child, though. God. This is driving me nuts. You know? The discrimination policies are getting out of control. Bring it back. Let us be fucking men again, for Christ's sakes. Making up fucking job titles to save, you know, a few bucks. God almighty. It's defeating is what it is. It's really defeating that you just can't be yourself anymore. Sometimes you're just an asshole. You wake up, you're in a mood, and you just want to be an asshole. And you can't. You can't. You can't go tell jokes to people that want to hear this type of shit. And you can't because, I checked off every box on this list. So then you can't even fucking work hard, earn the money to get a ticket to one of our shows to come and listen to this shit because we can't book the show in a fucking venue because there's rules now. You can't make fun of all of that. And then you're just like, you're sitting there festering and you wonder why men go fucking ballistic sometimes and just beat the shit out of the whole family, the Chris Benoit, everybody. And then you're like, well, I don't know what happened. Because you put too many rules in front of a goddamn animal. You caged him up and you kept shaking the fences and be like, don't be a lion. Don't be a lion. And then one of them fat little fucking kids fell into the cage and he ripped it apart. Started calling it, you know, he's out in the streets calling everybody faggots. Fuck you, you faggot. Mental breakdown. Screaming into the fucking sky. Fuck you. Fuck that bitch. That stupid cunt. And you wonder why there's psychopaths and schizophrenics downtown screaming into the abyss. Nobody's listening and they just walk by them. They're getting it out of their system. You caged a lion and you fed it Percocet. Now it can't fucking afford Percocet. So that's what he's got to do. That's some of the fucking men here are going through. You come home and be like, oh, fuck, I can't divorce her. I'll lose my ass. So what do you do? What do you do? The court is going to go in her favor. Fuck. She's fucking my best friend. And he's like, oh, I can't be a man. I can't go over there and beat the shit out of him because then I go to jail. Then I lose everything anyways. It's just a fucking cycle. I can't go to the Danger Cat show and listen to them say $50 words Because I don't have fucking... they can't even fucking book a show. It's getting out of control. It's getting real brat out there. Getting real slippery. The Talibananas, you know? It's got to get Talibananas out here, you know? This has got to happen. Start burning. Stop letting women into universities and we'll correct the fucking ship for a while. Canceled. There you go. You can't make fun of pregnancy and breastfeeding. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know what to say. It's defeating. It is. It's rather defeating waking up and having to go through that shit, you know? It is. I can only imagine, you know, because I hear the stories of like some gentlemen, I get to shoot the shit with most of you that do work out in the field still, and you have jobs that revolve around blue-collar work. It's got to suck. You can't even ball bust no more. No ball busting. That was the funnest fucking part about the job. Now what? What are you doing? Stepdad jokes? What is everybody walking around acting like a fucking stepdad that's just meeting your newly acquired slam pieces kids? Is that what it is? Hey there, sport. Got to treat the new kid like he's, you know, the autistic son of your new fucking cum pig. God, that's got to sting. Because the new guy's got autism. And can't look you in the eye when you order something and his anxiety goes through the roof. Can you go get a Phillips screwdriver? He's in the corner shaking, grabbing his knees. I don't know what a Phillips is. Well, learn. You got to cater to this fucking generation. Is that what we got to do now? We got to hold their hand? What happened? Jesus Christ. iPads. You just filled them up with iPads. Like autism just seeped in from watching reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants. You know, now they're all like, I don't know, Patrick. Staring at the fucking ground, can't look you in the eye when they want to ask you a question. And then a little bit of confrontation comes their way. They're like, oh, fuck. Usually I just say this shit in the comment section and nothing fucking happens. They're never going to find me or kill me like they say they're going to do. But I'm depressed. That's funny. It seems like everybody... Everybody's in this like royal rumble of who has the most mental illness and how many pills you got to pop to fucking correct the course, you know? Oh, God almighty. I don't know what's happening. Millennials having children is what happened, you know? That's exactly it. I was raised by a single mom, so she had to hit me like the father I didn't have growing up. And I'll tell you, for a tiny woman, she can pack a punch. But once you like start developing and your nuts drop and testosterone starts flowing to you, you can take a little bit more abuse. Especially like, I'm not saying my mother abused me. I'm just saying that's good discipline. You learnt the fucking hard way. And the hard way just so happened to be a right cross. You know, maybe a spatula across the ass. And you didn't do it ever again, you know? Like you learned, you fucked up. I said, she coaxed me one time. This is actually kind of funny. She coaxed me one time into learning how many swear words. I got caught saying a swear word in the basement. She asked me to come upstairs and started laughing at all the swear words. And she's like, well, what other ones do you know? And then she like coaxed me and I thought I was killing. I thought I was killing, you know, my mom's giggling, hearing me say piss, bitch, asshole, ass. And I'm fucking hitting every single one. Fuck, fucking, you know, pussy, tits. I'm saying them all, laying it all on the line. She's giggling and she played me like a fucking fiddle. Played me like a fiddle. Shortly after, goes straight to the cupboard, grabs a bottle of Tabasco sauce and just dumps like fucking gluck, 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 gluck. Enjoy that. Don't say those goddamn words in my house again. And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I was making you laugh. That's my mouth on fire. 10-year-old spitting just like, it looked like just blood. Bleh, bleh, trying to get it out. And she's like, yeah, put your, mouth under the tap to try and cool that off, and it just made it hotter over there. She did. She refused to tell me that milk should take the sting away from that. And here I am, just like, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Well, you should have, you idiot. You got played like a fiddle. So that's like, that's where you start developing. Be like, oh, okay. She knew what she was doing. Coaxed me into it. She set me up for the future is what she was doing. And I appreciate that. Those are the lessons in life that you need to appreciate. You don't get that now.
Oh, Timmy told his teacher today that he's going to shoot up the whole school and throw hand grenades inside of her fucking townhouse on the south side. But instead of disciplining him, we actually gave him a 3-day vacation to Disneyland. So that way you can learn about gender equality.
Is that enough ranting? I don't know. I feel like it is. Let's touch on the fan question, and then we'll get then we'll rant some more. All right. Here we go. So I have a fan question, and I'm too stupid to do the Google voice shit. See, that point proven. I gotta quit trying to complicate things. See, I'm being that guy or girl or whatever gender fucking identity that you run underneath. You know, I'm being that person. I'm just complicating a simple solution. So, fan questions, either DM me on Instagram with your fan question. All of them remain anonymous, okay? Unless you want your name said, then just mention it in there. But DM me on Instagram at UncleHack69 or email me with the subject line fan question. And my email is UncleHack@DangerCats.tv. So just email me and I'll read it out. It's great when we could do the voice recordings, but too difficult. Just text me. In the inbox makes it way easier. All right. So I have a fan question, but I'm too stupid to do the Google voice shit. But as a piss tank cat, amen, I'm a blue collar shithead. See? Back to what I said earlier. I own and operate my own remodeling thing. See? Just let them do the work. No need for words. He's good at what he does. He's not out here trying to be a philosophical artist writing poems of great literature. No. He owns what he does, specializing in tile and stone. But this is a question. No doubt us guys love strip clubs and boozing, but the wife is boring when it comes to that. So how do I drop hints of a strip club night without seeming pushy? But I want to try some new shit with her. To help break her out of her sheltered life. See, this is what I like about this. Okay, we're gonna talk about what I like and what I dislike. See, I like that. First off, you want to do this kind of shit with the wife. You know. It's fun with your buddies. You know, you get to go out, you be an animal, throwing loonies in Alberta, you're tipping the strippers, getting a dance, but you want to take it a next step. It is good. In your younger years, going to the titty bar, even in your older years, going to the titty bar with your friends, it's different than going with the wife. It's a different situation, right? You're going here with your buddies, you're going for fun. Relax, unwind, see a show, have a few drinks. You don't want to be in a nightclub surrounded by 23-year-olds that want to listen to Doja Cat and rub their pussy on bar stools to guys that have perms that went out and permed their hair. You don't want to see any of that. I get it. This guy's owns and operates his own business. He works hard. Imagine you work hard for your money. Owning the business and working for the business are two totally different stresses. So you got a lot on your plate. You want to unwind with the old lady. You want to go out to the strip club. You want to try some new things. Break her out of this sheltered life. You know, things have gotten a little stale at home. So here you are. You're trying to think of how can we spice up some evenings with one another. But when it comes to that, no doubt, but the wife is boring when it comes to that. So how do I drop hints of a strip club night without seeing pushy? But I want to try some new shit with her to help break her through. First off, you know, I appreciate that you're willing to find a way. It's honesty is your best solution to this, and you got to just bring it to the table. You got to shoot straight. Men were men when we would just say what the fuck was on our mind. See, we've gotten to the point where, you know, by the time you come home, you don't want to deal with confrontation. You just kind of deal with whatever is happening in your home life. See, what I'm gathering here is you got everything control in the tile and stone aspect. And I don't need to fucking know. You're self-aware that, hey, I'm a piss tank cat and I'm a blue collar shithead. That's all you needed to say. So by saying you're a blue collar shithead, you know damn well what you're about. You go, you get the work done. You do it as best as possible. Your business is stamped on that. When you do that work, your business is stamped on that. So I assume that you take everything seriously. You get the job done. It doesn't come down to the money. It's your reputation. And I enjoy people like that. I've voiced my opinion about that. I enjoy dudes that do that, right? Same like with stand up in me. I try to ensure that when I'm coming through, I'm bringing my best. I want to give a show because you guys work hard and I want to work twice as hard to make sure that you are able to unwind and laugh and have fun. That's like, I don't know. That's the only way I can bridge the gap between the gentlemen that listen to this and women and the people that are out there doing the work, you know? So I appreciate that. And when you come home, though, that's where the home life, you know, you probably grew up, your old man stressed, work hard, work hard, work hard. Everything will come to you if you just work hard. So you focused on that. We were raised by the generation of just being like, shovel the emotions down, right? And get the fucking job done. We have no time for tears in this family. Get the fucking job done. Most of us were raised with that type of attitude surrounded in the household. Am I making sense? I feel like I'm not. I'm getting my first coffee and me slinging nothing but garbage. Just fucking garbage. But I'd say, sit the wife down, you know? Sit the wife down. You have to lead, okay? Right now, it sounds like she's leading, and she sounds boring, okay? So you got to lead. You got to be like, listen, babe, I want to spice things up. I want to have fun again. Remember when we were young, and I'd eat you out on a picnic table by our favorite fishing spot? You remember that? Remember when we used to do shit like that? Do you remember that time you thought it would be funny to give me a hand job in the back of the theater, and we were sitting there, and I was like, "Yes, this is my chick." And now things, you got comfortable, the home life starts slipping. You're more focused on keeping the tile and stone business up in the air. I don't know what she does for work, but maybe she's a little more invested in whatever she's doing, or maybe you're a fucking gem of a human. You're busting your ass so that way this lady can enjoy the comforts of the home that you provide, you know? And by asking something so simple, be like, listen, babe, I like to get wild, okay? I like to get wild. Let's spice this up. I'm just not feeling it, you know? I love you to pieces. You got to fucking express if you actually do love her, right? If this is your lady, if this is your fucking lady, this is your ride or die, you're married, I don't know if you have kids or whatever, but it you do say wife, so I assume that you're married. Just tell her, hey, things are getting a little dull. It's time to sharpen the knife. Let's get out there, you know? Let's go have some fucking fun. Let's go to the strip club together. Let's get a dance. Let's have some fun. Spice it up. You know, we've been eating bland chicken for too long. It's time to put some Cajun spice on that bitch and sink our teeth in. Let's relive our youth. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody seems to have in their fucking head all the time. And when you get older, things get pretty boring. They don't have to be. That's the thing. They don't have to be. You don't have to sit there and stare at the wall with your wife while reruns of Matlock are playing on fucking CTV during the day. Oh, Young and the Restless is on. My grandma and grandpa, especially my grandfather on the Blackier side, you guys heard him, right? The guy's out of control. He brought hookers to Thanksgiving. That guy didn't slow down. The only thing that's slowing him down right now is sickness and old age. And it drives him nuts because in his head, he wants to go 100 miles an hour, and right now, his motor's only telling him, listen, buddy, you're doing 50. We're in fucking Christ almighty, you're doing it in school zones. You got to slow the fuck down. We can't be drinking as heavy as we used to. We can't be fucking getting blitzed every hour of the day, and that's all the guy wants to do. He loves pussy, partying, and having a good time, creating memories. Memories to him are more valuable than currency, and I respect the hell out of that. Why sacrifice time for money when you can sacrifice time for a good time, for a better time, right? So I think it's very simple. I think this you have to sit her down, babe. Listen, I love you. Because we don't talk like that. We don't talk like that. I don't talk like that. Very seldomly, as a dude, right? You sit down and you express yourself to the greatest detail. The greatest detail. And be like, listen, this is my thoughts. These are my feelings. We don't talk feelings. We're old school. You were taught to work hard, shut the fuck up, get the job done. So trying to tell these things, and it feels awkward, you know? It does feel awkward. The first few times. And be like, listen, you know, you just sit down. This isn't like a tongue lashing. I'm not looking to divorce you. You know? I'm not looking to leave. In fact, I'm looking to fucking add a little fiesta to the party. Let's go to the titty bar. Let's try new things. I want to spice up the sex life. You know? Start simple. Get her the lap dance. I want to buy you a lap dance. I'll sit here. I'll let the figment of my imagination just kind of, hell, her and the stripper could probably be sitting in the back just talking about the dancer's fringe tips. But in your head, create whatever fantasy you want. Whatever fantasy is going to soothe that. And even tell her, I don't give a shit if you go back there, get a dance. I don't need to be in the room. I just need to know that it's happening. You know, I remember there was a situation where the old lady called me one time and I just got invited to a lesbian party. And I said, well, are you going? And she's like, well, no, I asked them if you could come. I was like, well, I think you're missing. Now, don't get me wrong. I like to identify as a full-blown lesbian myself, but I think you're missing the point here of the whole lesbian party. I am not supposed to be there. It's just pussies, no cocks. But I was like, listen, next time something like this happens, okay, I don't care if you lie to me about it. Say you went. Say you went, and I don't give a shit what you tell me after. I just need the fantasy to live inside my head. I just need to know that you just entered the doors of a lesbian orgy that's about to go down. Now, whether you got involved or not, it doesn't matter. The fact that my brain then stores that memory, whether it's true or false, and I can tap into that and I can create whatever. I don't know the ladies that are there, but I can create whatever I want with it, okay? Just the satisfying knowledge, knowing that you possibly went to that location where there was a women doing undescribable things to one another is satisfying enough. So, I mean, even little things like that might work for you, you know? Getting the old lady to get a lap dance. And like I said, don't ask. Don't be pushy. Just create. Hey, how was it? It was great. It was great. That was great, honey. Yeah? That's all you need. Create whatever you want. Because obviously, if you've been to a strip club before, you understand that the dancer comes. Hey, would you like a dance? I'd like to buy my wife a dance. Is that okay? Yes. Perfectly fine. Lovely. I'll be here. Now you can create whatever you want inside your head. Whatever you want. Because now you know what your wife looks like. You know what the dancer looks like. You might even have seen her on stage. Might have seen her asshole, every ounce of this lovely lady that gets up on the brass pole and does what a Tina does. And you can create that fantasy inside your head. And it just soothes, it scratches an itch. You're like, all right, we're getting, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. And then you can talk about it later. That's the thing, is being verbal about shit. Look, I'm pretty outspoken, I guess you could say, on this type of shit. You know, I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care. I'm going to die. One day I'm going to die. It could be tomorrow. It could be fucking 20 years from now. I don't know when it is, and I don't care. So, when I say outlandish, wild things, I try not to let it affect me. So, I try to be as honest and real as I possibly can. And, address things immediately if there's issues involved or if I want something. It sounds like you just want to spice it up with the wife. So fucking spice it up. You know? Recommend some shit. Break her out of this. You'd be like, hey, let's go for drinks. Let's go for drinks. Let's go for dinner. And then as you're going for dinner, maybe there's a few cocktails. Babe, you know what? If you've ever been to a strip club, would you like to go tonight? I imagine your wife has probably been, you've been with her for quite some time, but to break through and be like, listen, babe, I got an idea. While you're out for dinner, have a bottle of wine, talk with her. No phones. No phones. Talk. Have a good time with one another. There's no need for checking Instagram while you're having a good conversation, all right? That's what I like about our shows. We've been locking up the phones and forcing people to talk with one another, and it's great. It's greatly needed in these times to sit there and bullshit with one another rather than arguing on a Twitter thread. Shit's getting old. Exactly. That was a little like applause. You know what? Hey, thank you. Thank you. An applause break for a statement like that. Who am I? Bill Mayer? Bill Mayer's on the fucking pod today, spewing nothing but hot garbage. Oh. That's what I think you need, though. I think it would be great for both of you. Get out there, spice it up. I feel like a lot of couples then suffer, like, not suffer, but go through, like, this little slump, you know? You kind of got to know everything about them. There's no new stories. They don't do anything interesting. There's no new hobbies. It's just work, come home, bitch about work, watch a Netflix series together, wake up, rinse, repeat. And then it's over and over. Oh, Julia's having a barbecue with her new boyfriend that she just got. And then you're watching this couple that's going through this fascinating time of getting to know one another. They're fucking like rabbits. They're going out. They're having fun. And you see that and you're like, I remember that. I want to relive that. So, hey, get into fucking role playing. All right, honey, this is what it's going to be awkward. Nobody's going to know we're doing this, but I want you to go sit at a bar, pretend you're somebody, make up somebody, whoever the fuck you want inside your head. I'm going to be somebody totally different. And we're going to pretend we're two strangers that just met. And then we'll see where the night takes us. Pretend you don't know me. Pretend you don't know me. You're a whole new being. And that would actually be kind of fucking fun, wouldn't it? Tell your wife that you're going to go out one night. She's gonna go to this place. I don't know. Some lounge. A lounge. And then you're going to swoop in and, you know, sit across from her. Make it real as possible. Have fun with it. Christ. I don't know. We're all so worried about our reputation being damaged because we're into weird shit. I'll tell you what. I'm the biggest pervert on this fucking planet. I'm one of them. I'm up there. 1%. I can't scratch the itch of my sexual urges because it just like I see something, you know. I've been to sex clubs. I've went to orgies. I've went to, you know, I've done all this fucking crazy shit in the swingers world where like going over and a woman's blindfolded while I fuck her in front of her husband and she doesn't even know who I look like, only knows what I sound like. Okay. And these types of things happen. They do happen out there, but these are the types of things that I've done. Okay. I've been in threesomes with couples as the third guy. I worded that incorrectly, but these are some of the scenarios that I've gotten myself into in the past. And I just like, you know, I just can't scratch that itch. So I have to talk about it. I have to get it out there. I have to, you know. So it sounds like you got to do the same. I'm trying to relate with a lot of these that get sent in, you know. I feel like that's the only way you can really, because if I'm just sitting here talking out of my ass and I've never done anything like elaborate, crazy, you know, it's like, who do you want to listen to that went through a drug addiction? Do you want to listen to the fucking suburban white girl that went to university for 4 years and then has a degree, is going to tell you all the steps that you need to do? Or do you want to listen to the person that actually went through it? Listen, I was strung out on heroin, living on the streets, and I cleaned my shit up, and this is how I went through it. This is how I changed. This is how you'd want to listen to that person, right? You can fucking, what are you going to do? Get relationship advice from somebody that can't even relate to you? No. Not that I can relate to you at all, if I'm being honest. I don't know you. I don't know you from fucking an asshole to a hole in the ground, to be honest. But these are the things that I do, that I went through. And I got to be honest, I was never the greatest boyfriend growing up until my later years. Drugs kind of like complicated a lot. And then my sobriety is like cleaned up my, I wouldn't say I'm full-blown sober, but I definitely don't do the shit that I used to do. And that's helped think a little more clear, act a little more, I don't want to say grown. Because I don't think of myself as grown, but I can articulate why I like things that I enjoy. And sex, it's great. I want stories. If I was to write a fucking book, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to create some chapters. This is how I got in this scenario and this scenario. I could tell you fuck stories that you'd sit there and look and be like, are you out of your fucking mind? There's no way that happened. There is no way that happened. And that's not a brag. That's not a brag. That's something wrong with my skull. There's something not wired correctly up here that I need the approval of some stranger that's blindfolded in her husband's basement, you know, to scratch a sexual urge off both of our lists and be like, yeah, that'll be a great story. That's what I mean. There's something wrong with me. And I understand that, but I'm not harming anybody. So I don't see anything wrong with it, right? Now, if I had an urge like Ted Bundy, where it's like, I want to chop up women and stuff them in my trunk, feed them to alligators in the swamps of Florida. I know he didn't do that, but you get where I'm going. Then that's an issue. That's an itch that I should not be scratching. But this is something very simple, my friend. Shake it up. If you got weekends free, instead of sitting there and be like, well, we got to mow the lawn. Fuck the lawn, honey. Fuck the lawn. Pack your shit. We're going to the city where nobody knows us. We can do whatever the hell we want. Get away for a weekend and force her to, you know, break out of the shell. We're going to get hammered. We're going to get hammered. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get hammered and go watch people fuck in a sex club. I know that's a little extreme. That might be a little much for her. A strip club is a very approachable, I don't know, scenario to get yourself into. The crazy thing is one couple that I met during this whole swingers thing is this guy was very interested. He had a hot wife. I'll give it to him. Very hot wife. And I was like, so what made you get in to this far where you're like, you're going to fuck fests and shit? And he goes, well, it all started. There used to be a website that you could put up a picture of your significant other and everybody would rate them. And then I got off on the fact that everybody was just liking my wife's photos, liking her tits, liking this, liking that. And then it just like it started scratching an itch and it woke a beast. And the next thing you know, I was like, honey, why don't we go to a swingers club? So they went to a swingers club and then they loved it. Like, this is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun. I'm having a good time. And then it turned into them really getting into the swingers lifestyle. I hate calling it the lifestyle. You know, you see those like TikToks of people being like, oh, how I got into the lifestyle. Shut up. Quit using like cringe lingo to like put yourself on a pedestal. It's like when hockey players have to be like, hey, buddy. And you like really accentuate on like how words are said and the slang used. Ugh, I hate it. Just to try and like separate themselves into a group and make them exclusive some way or another. Like I'm part of a group that you'll never, ugh, shut up. No one cares. But yeah, then that turned into where they're at now. And they're both scratching itches that they had. There's an itch on their back that they couldn't quite get. And now they're both scratching each other's itches. So maybe if the old lady is into it, take her out. Have a few drinks, go for a nice meal, and be like, listen, babe, I want to buy you a lap dance. I'm not going to be in there. We don't have to be awkward about it. We don't have to be weird. I'm going to be downstairs. You're going to go upstairs for a little lap. One song, it's all I need. And we'll see what you think. I think that might be a good way to like open up the doors to make shit exciting again. Make you stoked about the relationship. I don't know. I end on, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a fucking psychologist. But I am Redneck Dr. Phil. So I hope that helps you out, buddy. And we'll see you next week with another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.